We continue with conversations this morning. 2023 elections around the corner. What role should the church be playing? I have a bishop with me in the studio. Stay tuned.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
My guest this morning is Bishop Ambassador Dr. Ibokuji Bobmanu. He's the presiding bishop, joined has in his kingdom International Ministry in Port Harcourt and senior special advisor to Kan Chairman in Rivers State. I know some of you have had questions, been at different forums. Some people have said the church is the problem of Nigeria, especially as they have come to see many people in political offices frolic with politicians. We'll look at this and some other questions that you may have. If you're on Twitter, let's keep this moving at Nigeria Info PH. On Facebook, it's live. We're live on Twitter and Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. On WhatsApp, 08090306416. If you have any questions already, you've always had questions about the church and politics. You have concerns, what they've done, what they failed to do, and also the talk about God installing leaders. Does that mean that human beings have no role to play? Any question you have, this morning, the bishop is here. He will answer them. So the earlier we push them in, the better. Morning, sir. Thank you for joining us in the studio today.
Good morning. I know.
You're welcome.
It's a pleasure.
All right. So let's start with the part of the Bible that says, pray for your leaders, pray for those who rule over you. And also the other part that says that it is God that, you know, promotes or that, you know, okay, gives leaders.
Okay.
How do we marry that with our roles as citizens of a country, especially as regards elections and holding leaders accountable as they go on in office?
Yeah, you know, thank you. First and foremost, let me greet our listeners. And this is a rare privilege. Before I go on to answer that, I just want to take a little pedestrian definition of politics.
Okay.
Now, politics is who gets what, where and when. Hmm. And it's all about resource allocation, deployment for the overall development of society in the positive sense. And of course, the process of also electing leaders. But you see that even the definition of politics itself cannot be left in the hands of irresponsible people. Naturally, even by the political scientists. But like the questions you have asked, the first one about praying for those in authority is from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. I want to just paraphrase. It says, first of all, then I urge you that request, prayers, intercessions, thanksgiving be made for everyone, that's the citizens, there's a for kings and those in authority. So you discover that is a mandate from God that the church must pray for leadership. And that is why God himself have taken leadership, whether political or religious, very seriously, because if you don't pray for them, there's the tendency that they can derail. And in the second part, you said it's in Romans chapter 13, verse 1. Okay. The Bible says that, the scripture says that, let every person be subject to the governing authority, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities, resist what God has appointed.
Okay.
So in the first place, there is nothing established by man. Man was just a vessel, okay, an instrument. Democracy itself and the election of men, the processes, started long time in the Old Testament. And I can affirm that if you go to Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 13, God was telling the people of Israel then, he said, choose for your tribes, wise, understanding, and experienced men.
All right, so there are those criteria in the Old Testament. Wise, understanding.
Wise, understanding, and experienced men. Men now connotes both women and men in the generic term, because the Bible talk about this particular masculine nouns and all that. Then it says, I will appoint as your head. So God was interested in who becomes a leader.
Mm.
And if it's an institution established by God, there's no way the church can be left out of it. As a matter of fact, it was when emperors started taking over leadership in the ancient Rome that the state was divided from the church. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 6, it said God himself, Jesus, made us kings and priests and prophets. So it was the church that was ordaining and that was coronating leaders. There was no leader that emerged outside the church.
Well, today we're still seeing the church coronating and ordaining in some way. But people say that these people that they allow get on their pulpits and say certain things, when they get into office, people then start to wonder, what was the bishop thinking?
No, no, exactly. That is where we have the contradiction. You see, it's not everybody that say, Lord, Lord, will inherit the kingdom of God. Every churchgoer is not a believer.
Okay.
There are people who call practicing believers who want to do the will of God. Of course, the Bible said at the end, let everything grow together on the day of harvest. What has happened is that in this part of the world, we take Christianity as a religion, but there are those who practice the faith of Christianity.
Okay.
And that's why if you go to Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2, it says that when the righteous rule, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. And when the wicked bear it rule, the people mourn. God was specific there about the character
of the person.
Of the person. The bishops and all that cannot stop aspiring people. Anybody want to aspire? Because it's a constitutional thing. If you meet a constitutional mandate, you're going to a church, you go to your pastor, he may pray for you. But the pastor does not coronate you. It is the people that still elect you. So before we elect our leaders and we put them in various positions for elective position, we need to understand that they need to have the spiritual quality, because you can be disappointed, even you that are following them, when they are not men of integrity, when they are not people that can you can rely on society, and they're coming to control resources. Like I said, policy is about control of resources, and then most resources for that matter. They could even take decisions that will affect worship itself.
Okay, some people have said that pastors, or those that carry the title of pastors, also get into office and then everyone goes, what's up with that?
Oh, 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 a pastor does not mean he's a saint. I will tell you, a pastor is not a saint. In fact, the Bible says Elijah was a man of like passion. That's why Apostle Peter said the pastors need your prayer more than the words they preach to you. The truth of the matter is that an ecclesiastical office does not describe the character of a pastor.
Yeah, but pastors are usually installed by other pastors or bishops.
Yeah, they are installed based on service, based on personal assessment.
Mm.
But in some cases, whoever is a pastor is expected to be an ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, ambassadors work within rules. So if you are a pastor, you're expected to work within the mandate. Jesus said, as my Father have sent me, so I have sent you. It's not the pastor ordaining you. You are coming to do a kingdom assignment. So you expected there is a standard, and you know when you're falling off that standard. And the authorities that ordain you need to call you to order if they are formally, the attentions are called, like any other profession. But we have pastors today that go and take pastorship. They don't have any father, they don't have any mentor. Nobody calls them to order. You see them do whatever they do, and there is no authority. So that's why if you're a pastor, for you to have a credibility, like as I'm here, I'm a secretary of a bishop's college called New Destiny Bishop, and it's an American offshoot. If I do something now that is untoward, and you can report to them, and I'll be called to order. And there is no pastor that should just have that open-ended thing. You can do all things. You should be able to call to order by the elders of the church. Even the elders should be able to call to order by the other elders.
Okay.
The church has structures. And what has happened is that many people have disobeyed those structures and gone, and they are called themselves pastors. Of course, I want to also tell you that the word pastor can be assigned without anybody ordaining anybody. If I come here and claim I'm a pastor and I open a chapel and people begin to come, of course, you say I'm a pastor.
Mm.
But Jesus said, if the foundations be destroyed, what shall even the righteous do?
Mm.
If our foundation has been compromised, even if you are a bishop, even if you are a pope, it doesn't make you different.
Does that explain how a person who's a Christian or maybe a pastor goes into political office and becomes I don't use this, but I have to
you
use
can use
like
whatever
them,
I want
like them. So yeah, while they're campaigning, they're like us.
Okay.
Like us Christians. Then when they become a political office holder, they become like them.
No, even when they are campaigning, they are like what they are. Let me tell you, it was pretense. Get it very clear. A man that has the Holy Spirit driving him does not change his personality, because your innate personality is the Spirit of God. Now, the Bible said the Spirit helped our infirmities, our weaknesses. We are not saying that men do not have their frailties. But you know that there is something you are living for. Eh? There is something you are living for. And you will account at the end of the day for those things you have done. Imagine pastors in Ezekiel, where the Bible will say that the blood of many shall be required from pastors because of the word we have administered to them. If we have misled them and they go to hell, we will be held accountable. Not now talking of, even as the state actors are. Somebody can pretend to say, I'm a churchgoer, I'm even a pastor and all that, and he has a different agenda. And of course, there are also men of God who you don't know other platforms that they're associated with. But on a general note, you know that they are pastors. That's why today you have fake this, fake that, fake this. And when you are not working within rules, somebody can declare you as fake or as unfaithful. And so there are many unfaithful people.
Are you saying that it's possible for a person who says they're Christian to get into political office in Nigeria as we know it today and uphold the tenets of Christianity?
Oh, very seriously. Like I am speaking here. I've been in politics. I've been a council secretary. I've contested elections to the House of Assembly.
In River State.
More than twice. At the beginning of democracy. And I had a wonderful man who was my chairman, late Chief Ingo Briggs. He was one of the quintessential chairmen. He picked his cabinet based on genuinely the fear of God. I wasn't there with them when they were campaigning, but he looked for me and said, I should be secretary. It was the finest moment in Akukutoro local government. Even if you go there today, ask anybody. He was connected to the people, market women, all of them. Up to today's legacies are there. We never had in character any chairman that was better than him. Not because he was perfect. He had his own frailties. But he was after the people. He was doing the job. He was developing the place. He was after God. And even when people started attacking him for those qualities, you know, politics, there are a lot of godfatherism and all that. And when you want to stand by your faith, they tell you, this is not a faith business. It is another, it's a lie. Because today I'll tell you, oh, well, that politics was created by God. It's a process of power. He wants the children of God to bedwife it. We now went away because they chased us away and said it's a dirty game. And because we feel it's a dirty game, and as ministers, if we come into it, we'll be tagged to be dirty. It is the players that made it to be dirty. Politics itself is not dirty. It's a process of governance, and governance is a serious business. What are we talking today? About bad governance. Okay, look at what you're talking about, pulpits. The pulpit is not a place that should be desecrated. Anybody who has a fear of God, when you go to the pulpit, you say things that are not contrary to the word of God. And we must hear advice, pastors. You should know how you give out your pulpit, and you should guide those who have access to your pulpit, that they don't say things that will be contrary in the sense of the judgment of the listening public.
All right.
It's very important.
All right. Bishop Bob Marley.
Nigeria Info.
Bishop Bob Marley is my guest. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire.
Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
The role of the church ahead of the 2023 elections. Bishop Ambassador Dr. Biokuji Bob Manuel is my guest. Presiding Bishop joined us in his Kingdom International Ministry, Port Hackett, and Senior Special Advisor to Khan Chairman in River State. Thank you again, Bishop, for your time.
Thank you, Anna.
You've got questions? 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. Mr. Bright writes in on WhatsApp, says, "The morning, Enoch. Please, going by the character of some politicians, pastors should be able to prevent politicians from polluting the temple of God by their unholy comments. What is Khan's position over the abuse of altars by politicians in name of Thanksgiving, especially the recent Thanksgiving of the governor in one church in Port Harcourt? So Kari sends that in. You want to respond to that?
Can do.
Okay, he can.
Well, the function of Khan is to unite the body of Christ. That's the primary function of Khan. We have five families and every church falls into that family. But we must respect the authority of every church.
Okay.
Khan does not control the churches. But what Khan do, they play advisory role. They don't even set policies for the churches. The churches have their policies. But as a servant of God and a person who works closely with the Khan authority, we are not happy about people using the pulpit to say things that are derogatory. Because the pulpit is a place to win souls, to build life, to model Christ. And so anything that does not model Christ is contrary to the objective of the church. And I think that you may not blame even the pastors that have so. If you see a prominent person, for instance, a governor or a state actor, comes to the church, people say, give honor to whom honor is due. You don't know what he is going to say because he has a microphone. So I want to ask, make people to understand that the pastor should be forgiven because they preach the word of God, but they don't control what people say. There is actual freedom of speech, but as Khan and as servants of God, we don't support that. As a matter of fact, even within the church, when you preach, you choose your word, you choose your topics. There are counsels you make outside the public, even concerning our members, because you are not there to offend them, to provoke them. You are there to help them live and fulfill their spiritual and other destinies.
All right.
So it's very important that people should know they should not just overreact. That it's been happening from time immemorial. Emperors even close churches. They even clamp down on churches. Like it's happening all over Nigeria.
All right. So Christian.
Take it in.
Christian is calling from Elios. Christian, good morning.
Okay.
Good morning, you know.
Yes, you're on.
My Lord Bishop, who are there?
God bless you.
Yeah, you know, I know your guest in the studio very well. And he's from my LG, as he has claimed. And very correctly, he has been secretary to council and has lived a very modest life. I say from time to time. But I agree with all the submissions that the pulpit is supposed to model Christ. And that also the bishops or the presiding vicars do not know the intention of who state actors or whoever they have handed over their microphone to. I agree with him totally. But where I disagree or where I have an issue is when that person has said something that is contrary to the pulpit, is contrary to modeling Christ, and thereafter handed over the microphone to them, they keep quiet and not say anything. You know, if I use abusive language on your studio, I mean in your studio, you will say, you will either correct me or later thereafter you will put a disclaimer that look, whatever Christian has said is his opinion, is not the opinion of Nigerian Info. That has not done. And I will give him, because I respect him a lot, he takes me as his younger brother. I'll give him an instance. When he was SLG, in my community, Soku, his government actively destroyed me. They brought in talks to my community, brought in native doctors to my community. He did not participate in any case. Let me exonerate him. Brought in native doctors, armed people, and did all the destructions, bribed 8 opposed men they brought just because they feel politically I was becoming too independent under the chairman he has mentioned. But what my worry about him, he kept quiet. He wouldn't say that he didn't know all that happened. So these are some of the things the pastors are now doing in their respective churches.
All right.
Because now, when you go and search anti-infested firewood, the minister will visit.
All right.
And at that time, Khan will be very, very quick to say, you are an antichrist, you are this, you are this, you are that. If not, as a person, is a very decent person, easygoing person, humble. Forget his size. He's tall and huge, but very humble. Thank you.
Thank you. Yala is on the phone from Mokoro. Thank you for staying tuned. Please go on.
You know, good morning.
Good morning.
The Lord Bishop, how are they?
Yeah, it's all right.
You do right.
Okay.
Yes, I have a question I want to ask. From the life of Jesus Christ, there was a time when doing good for people, they wanted to make him king. But he withdrew. And he now told his followers, as I am not part of the world, and you too should be no part of the world. So as the way marriage is, with the description that they have put it.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Let us pray for them so that they can be changed. Let me ask you a question. What of those who go to church and preaching about them, after preaching, they'll be talking about politics, deciding their fellow human being in the church? You think that those people can change automatically whenever they go back to the leadership? Or do you think that most of them who are leaders today, who don't want to repent, do you think that they can change by prayer? Do you think that they can change and people praying for them? Do you think they can change and change them to good in this Nigeria we are? Like most of states, which their governors don't want to pay their pensioners, don't want to pay their workers, don't want to do other things. Do you think that those kind of people can change?
All right. That cuckoo from my pocket was vibrating. I couldn't help that. Apologies.
Okay.
Bishop.
Yes, let me try to react to some. I think Otiasa was the person who spoke. And I want to say, I still repeat that, like I said, there is no perfect situation in governance. But I still want to say this, the case of Soku you mentioned, I think it was a CDC thing. And the CDC thing, what happened is that in my place, because the oil companies are involved, a lot of them are very, very volatile. And I know at that time, a lot of meetings were called and the elections for the CDC was fixed. And there were threats. Yeah? There were threats from both sides. You know, in my place, we are favored to have brave people. The job people are very brave people. They can even attack state actors, officers. They are that equipped. And so I think during that time, I didn't really, because I was not in a committee, I didn't go for that election. Committees were for, it was their business. But I think what the council did at that time was to give enough environment to ensure that they do their internal business. But then they had their internal politics of who they wanted, who they did not want. So the interpretation of the last speaker could be that it's in a camp that perhaps didn't see it from the light of what council was doing. Council actually wanted to make sure that the election, because they were even saying election should not take place. They were even told different, and if you had looked at the grounds well, it would be difficult for the election to take place. But the chairman insisted the election would take place. And what he did simply was to ensure that state actors and all that were sent there to allow the people who are even afraid to come for those such election have their votes and all that. And then somebody was declared.
Yeah, but he's saying that you didn't speak out of that.
Most of the thing we do about it as a servant who has a boss, you advise on paper. You don't come to
and call out your boss.
You don't call out your boss and all that. But well, if of course, even before those things happened, there were a lot of meetings that I presided over and gave reports because he had a lot of confidence in me. And even though TSI himself knows, up to tomorrow, there was nothing personal that anybody had against. But some of them were either far right or far left. Even the council advising them, if they have taken a position, they can't even go to court. Mm. And we had several cases like that.
All right.
So it was neither here nor there. It didn't impeach our integrity. But they had their own interpretation and estimations to give.
Well, that's inevitable in every political setting.
Yeah,
What was the Gambes talking about? I missed that one now.
Oh, he was talking about what happens when Jesus was saying we should stay away from the world.
Yes.
And all that.
Yes.
But again, I want to say that I will answer that with a scripture.
Mm.
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. You see, there are prophetic things that have happened. People don't link it. The Bible says, "For to us a child is born, and to us a son is given." And he said, "And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called, with Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father," and all that. Now, where the church failed and we failed as Christians was we left that assignment. When Jesus was saying the church should take leadership, that was what he was saying.
Mm.
We are ambassadors of Christ. And what we have done, we have relinquished that aspect of ministry. If you look at Romans chapter 13, verse 1, every state officer is a minister of a sort. The governor, the president, whether they are Muslims or anything, they are ministers ordained by God. First and foremost, whether they have a political party or not. And that's what the church is supposed to do. When they come and they are not doing well, the pastors there are supposed to call their attention even because you see the king has to be given some respect. Mm. Many people are correcting these people, but you don't come to the press and humiliate them and talk against them. Like somebody said, that when they make these statements, why is it that we are not correcting them? It's not correct.
Hold on. He's saying that they do it on the pulpit.
That's what I'm trying to say.
When the pastor collects the microphone, what doesn't he say?
No. The pastor cannot join issues publicly in a service.
But what the person did was public.
No, the person did it from his own volition, and he would take accountability of it. What the pastor can do, a trained pastor, the Bible says God is not an author of confusion. You don't create confusion in the midst of it. It's not just the governor or the person who made the mistake that is there. People would have used their judgment.
Mm-hmm.
But as a son or as a state officer, as he lives there, you can even engage him, telling your personal disappointment about what he did. And it's not everything in the public field. They want to see, pitch the pastors against the state officers and all that. No, that's why in Timothy, he said we should even pray for them. It is because of these weaknesses. Mm. Let me tell you in Timothy now to underscore it. He said it is for the peace and the quiet of the society, the peace and for good this thing. Now, if you allow a situation to degenerate into controversy, God himself is not the intention. He's saying pray for this because they have their weaknesses. And those things we see today, they do, are part of
the weaknesses
which they themselves have not been able to overcome. So the prayer does not solve everything, but you intentionally, the Bible says, a man thinketh in his heart. So he is. So even if you come to a position of that highly exalted position, you should know there is a public expectation of even that office. You don't just talk in here again. So we don't support that, but at the same time, that is the way we address it.
All right, interesting. on Facebook, the church failed before the politicians continued from where they stopped. Religion is a scam. That's Chile Edwin. Then, oh yes, so Joy, the church is doing its own role, but it's just the cash. Baribine Pabo, the church should teach her congregation to be morally conscious while getting involved in politics. No killing, no sin of vote, no violence. They should lead an exemplary life for others to follow. Do we have churches having these conversations? Because what we've heard sometimes from the pulpit is that politics is dirty, blah, blah, blah. Leave those people alone. Let them continue in their sin and depravity and let us pray. So how do we deal with that?
Well, I must tell you that has been recently the norm. Many churches, because they want to be seen as facing, mind you, the first duty of the church is to win souls and to depopulate the kingdom of hell and populate the kingdom of God. That's the primary function of the church, but we are not limited to that. So some people face that and just face winning souls. And some people think that's where the church will face. It's not that. They are not limited. That's why we've read all these scriptures. What actually the church is supposed to do, and the Catholic Church, they do it very well. They have various components. You need to reach out to the less privileged. There are various forms, including political governance. You need to enlighten these people. Even the state need to set platforms that political actors come, and they are taught governance, strategies in the spiritual sense and physical sense, because the church has also resources, even in terms of personalities and in terms of wisdom from God. And most of these institutions are not engaging the politicians, or the politicians don't want to submit themselves to them. So the truth of the matter is that the church, as it is today, have taken their various positions of interest. And some are facing just ecclesiastical job, some are open. And the ones that are open, they call them political pastors. And that is what we are saying. They are not political pastors. Like Daniel in his time, Joseph in his time. These were people who had dreams. Mm. And because they provided themselves to those opportunities, they fulfilled their destiny in public governance.
So you're saying Christians should come out to run for offices?
Not only run, but we should see Banjo, the vice president. The vice president has been been in politics, he's been attorney general of the Lagos State under Tinubu. The vice president is a politician. That was where he became vice president. Tunde Bakare ran with Buhari sometime.
He's running again.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's a proof. We've had people who have been pastors, who have been governors. Even I think the Akwa Ibom State governor is a deacon and all that. You know, it's a deacon in, I think, one of these Pentecostal churches. Now, but we're not talking about, you know, the position of a pastor in public office. We're talking of the conduct.
Mm.
What is important and has been contradictory is that, just like the believing people, we have a lot of believers, even in Pentecostal churches, who do not live according to the standard of the Bible. And we don't pursue them. We pray for them. We do counseling. Some even backslide.
Okay. So the church is accommodating?
The church accommodates everybody. The Bible says you come to the church, it's like a garbage collection center. You are refined and you go back. But how you are refined, it depends on you. The advantages you want to take over the knowledge that has been given to you is quite personal.
Okay.
And the church does not have control, except the Holy Spirit wants to convict you like Apostle Paul. You know, from Saul to Paul, he caught him on his way to Damascus and compelled him and told him, go to a priest, mm-hmm. when he was blinded. So there are exceptional cases like that, that you are compelled to begin to do the right thing. But God is a democratic God. Though he's autocratic, he allows you a choice. He said that he created good and evil. He said, choose good. So if you decide to choose an evil pattern, God himself said the wicked shall not go unpunished.
So are you saying Nigerians have been choosing evil patterns?
Yes, I must tell you, Nigerians have been a little bit careless in our choice. Because if you look at today, because of the level of poverty, people are even waiting to take monies that they don't need to take instead of taking decisions.
Mm.
You take money for today, during elections, you take 2,000, 3,000, you allow everybody to do whatever they will do, and for 4 years they begin to complain.
Yeah, but these people are members of churches.
That's why they are members, but they are not faithful members. Are you getting what I'm saying? There is a different, church is a generic platform.
Mm.
Everybody, even somebody who is fighting the church can come into the church. When Nehemiah was building, we had people like Sambalas, Tobias and all that. They were still in the same church. And they were pretending to be members. So in every church, and among Jesus' ministry, we had a Judas. Who as Mara gave him a betrayal kiss. Because they couldn't differentiate them. But it was fulfilling purpose.
So how do we differentiate them? Because we're getting into the thick of things now.
Yeah, you differentiate them because the Bible says, by their fruits they shall know them. That's a simple thing. The word of God is there. It says, by their fruit. If you see somebody on the wrong track, you know. But again, some people know, they take the money and paint that person as an angel.
Mm.
And attack the people who are saying the truth. So, in fact, right now, there is a security component to it. If you pick on people, You discover whether you even have enough security bias. Except like Jesus said, if you are ready to die for my sake, you will live.
Mm.
So what you are saying is that even if I die in course of doing this work, I know where I'm going. Because the physical death is not it. Bible says we that are in the Lord, if we die, we sleep. You must come to that point of radical faith as a believer before you're able to face this man.
All right. 0817-923-0002 0817-923-0003. I've got Bishop Ambassador Dr. Ibioku G. Bob Mano. He's my guest this morning. I think we're going to do just one more question. Pastors are vacating their pulpit to politicians to campaign, and many pastors have become political pastors and prophets. Ogu Ojone Justice. The church is the root cause of all this political brouhaha going on in our country. Promise Amadi, I would like some light shed on that so that can be my final question. Ibiso is on Orderly Road. Good morning, Ibiso.
Yes. Good morning, my sister.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bishop.
God bless you. Good morning.
Yes. What I want to say is that the church is running away from the truth. Because if a governor can make a statement like that on a pulpit, on the altar of God, and the church are saying, Khan cannot say anything, the Anglican communion cannot say anything, but if a common man say this thing, everyone will fall. If, for example, now the president of Nigeria say a word like this, Khan will take it upon themselves the next morning put it on the newspaper. The shots are very, very from the truth. Now, we are talking about the Bishop here from Calamari. Why I say the shots are running from the truth? Our king and chief, they are not even running from the truth. You know, things are happening. They should call the governor, sit with him. This is the Calamari way in particular. I even run it from the truth. Because now you are saying the church have their own rules. Now, Nigeria Info, if I use any word in Nigeria, they will first cut me.
I need to cut you off again, at this time, because he's dealt with that. We don't have time. Temple, final question, 30 seconds or less. Thank you.
Yes, a very distinguished now, quickly. In as much as the church is trying to accommodate, and if church is going on, there are persons delegated to conduct the church service.
Mm.
Paraventure, somebody is going contrary to the church doctrines. Can such a person be whispered out and that same regard, at least to refrain from his kind of line he's trying to? And at the same time, help me to appreciate the Honorable Mrs. Ucheke. She just delivered a set of a baby boy and a baby girl. Twins, precisely. Honorable Mrs. Ucheke. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Bishop.
Yes, well, we're about rounding up. What I want to tell people is that tempers are really high. You know, but what we do with our faith is to stabilize this kind of situation. I must tell you that, like I said rightly in 1 Timothy, the Bible says we should first of all pray for the people and also pray for kings. Those are in authority for the peace. I am not saying that the church should not have a system where they can call people to order. I don't know, I'm not of the Anglican faith, where this recent thing happened. But many statements have been made all outside the pulpit by state actors. This one was very recent. And if you look well, there is a way God answers people. The people that were targeted at that particular statement, they're already taking actions. We have seen social media where they are countering, they are talking. So, and again, now what the church does, when people... tempers are so high, they come in and they see how they will cause stability. Okay. Because if the church now joins, they will not have that role to be able to play that peaceful state. That is not to say that the church, in fact, this morning I can tell you that I had a mandate from my boss advice that when I come here, I shall advise spiritual leaders, which I'm going to do now, not to give their pulpit to politicians to say whatever is derogatory, because we are looking at it as a way of desecrating the altar. But because the Bible says that even the gates of hell will not prevail against the church, we know that the statements from especially even pastors cannot desecrate the altar, because it's a place where God's power, which overrules. Of course, let me say it, in Samuel he said that God has spoken once, twice have I heard that power belongs to God. Actually, all this power of different business, anything, they belong to God. And they reside in God. And we as pastors are ambassadors of this power. But we don't exercise it the way the world wants. We look from a position of weakness. We want you to repent from your sin. You know, so if any big man, whether it's a governor, whether it's anybody has done something wrong, we still believe that an opportunity should be given to the man to repent.
All right.
And become a better person.
We have to stop there. Thank you very much, Bishop.
Thank you.
Ambassador Dr. Bioku G. Bob Maddow. He's the Senior Special Advisor to Khan Chairman in River State and also presiding bishop, joined us in his Kingdom International Ministry, Port Harcourt.
It's a pleasure, you know. I want to greet Nigerians and Rivers people.
We'll do this again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. God bless you.
All right. That's a wrap. I hope you've taken something from it. Good morning.